Home economics classes, cookbooks, and entertaining manuals always seem to have suggestions for well-balanced, attractively presented meals. Commentator Marion Winnick says that sometimes you've just got to go with what you can get on the table.
Because 5:30 soccer practices and 6:30 soccer games have horned in on the family's evening meal every other day this week, tonight I am going all out. We are having the beloved yellow dinner. The yellow dinner, as you may have guessed, is composed entirely of things that are golden in color and is also characterized by a major convenience food component. Complementing the mouth-watering entree, oven-fried shake-and-bake pork chops, are canned corn, bottled applesauce, boxed macaroni and cheese, and poppin' fresh rolls. Presentation here is of the essence. Each color-coordinated item must be ladled out in a neat circular blob that does not touch anything else on the plate. A person less experienced than I in catering to the appetites of youth might not realize that just as a souffle can be deflated at the last minute by a slammed door, hours of careful preparation can be irreparably spoiled by allowing disparate foods to mingle during serving. I'm in the home stretch, dumping corn into a pot, when I hear the refrigerator door creaking open ever so slowly behind me. "Close it," I say, without turning around. "Mom, I'm dying." "But you've been eating nonstop since I picked you up from school, Vince. I can't imagine how you're going to eat any dinner as it is." He looks at me with eyes so wide you can see white all the way around the blue. "I will, Mama. I really will. Just one piece of cheese?" "No." "A pickle?" "No. Please, 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 please." "Oh, good. We're in the word repetition portion of the evening." "No, no, no, no." "Okay, okay, okay, okay." Vincey's little face is twisted into a caricature of anguish, wrinkled brow, frowning lips, alligator tears trembling in the narrowed eyes. With the serving bowls on the counter, it's a race to the finish line as one boy scarfs macaroni and cheese and the other sticks his finger in the applesauce. It's Mom's dinner challenge. Can she get it on the table before they eat it all? I whisk the bowls onto the table, which features two normal place settings and, at a third seat, the grown-up version of the yellow dinner. A single glass of Chardonnay. "Mom, how come you're not eating anything?" Hayes asks solicitously, fork poised over his pork chop. "I'm not that hungry," I tell Hayes. I'll eat something later." "Yeah, right. Like all the food Vincey leaves on his plate and everything remaining in the serving bowls, too. In this way, as every red-blooded American woman knows, I will not really be eating the food, and therefore it will have no calories, fat, or cholesterol." Hayes finishes vacuuming round one off his plate and goes for seconds, while Vincey nibbles a kernel of corn and plays with his macaroni and lists the people he plans to invite to his birthday party, which is now only 7 months away. "Hey, you're not getting very far with that dinner," I interrupt. He looks at his plate in dismay. "I'm stuffed," he reports. "What a surprise," I say. After they disappear out to the empty lot, I reach over to Vincey's plate, daintily snag a cube of pork chop, and dab it in the applesauce. It may not be organic, it may not be cordon bleu, it may not even be very good, but it was the food of my childhood. No matter how far up the food pyramid I climb, it still says love to me.
Marion Winnick lives in Austin, Texas.